Today's episode of Super Ordinary is brought to you by All in My Head, an audio drama about Nova, a young woman suffering from sleep paralysis. As she tries to get to the bottom of her condition, she discovers there might be more to the monsters in her dreams than she thinks. Stick around at the end of the episode for a sneak peek of their show.
As the story circulates more and more, we're seeing accounts of other power people incidents all over the country.
Can you at least mute that garbage?
It's news.
It's ridiculous. You're totally feeding into the people who want us dead.
Hey!
I'm serious, Justin. You're putting us in danger. The video was one thing, but now, you peddling this crap is giving tons of ammunition to anyone who thinks people like me and Max and Jen are too dangerous to exist.
Jen wouldn't see it that way.
Well, Jen isn't here, is she?
Depends on what you mean by here.
The point is, you don't speak for all powered people, Aiden, and it's presumptuous for you to think that you can. This coverage is helping people get found. Helping people get help.
Yeah? And it's not particularly hurting your fame profile, is it?
Ooh, shots fired.
Do you have any idea what I'm working for?
Here we go.
Prettiest Boy in the World Award?
You are so conceited.
Me? You talk to yourself in the mirror every morning. You use enough hair product that I think I might even talk back.
Aiden, when was the last time you saw someone that looked like me on primetime? My last name is Chang. An entertainment career is hard enough from the beginning, but now I'm getting a chance to do something bigger than garbage like Wake Up With Justin. Doors don't just open because you want them to, and they don't open that often. If this is the door that's opening, then you're damn right I'm going to wedge my whole fucking body into it to keep it from closing. Aiden!
Oh, no.
Max, what's wrong?
Are you kidding me? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Whoa, Max, slow down. What's going on?
What's going on is Aiden told my mom that I was using my powers and now she's losing her shit.
Whoa, calm down.
You are aware that you aren't actually my big brother or dad or whatever twisted relationship you made up for us,
Max,
aren't you?
Hey, it's not that big of a deal. I'm sure Aiden didn't mean to do anything but protect you.
Protect me? Protect me? I don't need you guys to protect me. I am on my own, protecting more people than you guys are. What, Justin, you think you're saving people by starting a conversation, giving the story a platform, or whatever buzzwords you're using to justify your fame whore tendencies
hey,
today?
Hey, Max, uncalled for.
Yeah? And what are you doing? Running to my mom because you're afraid of what I can do? Demanding we lay low and hide every time something starts to look even the least bit difficult? I get it. Your girlfriend was a bitch, and now you're scared. But you know what? I'm not. And I'm not going to keep taking advice from a pair of selfish, cowardly guys that aren't thinking about anything but themselves.
Max, I get that you're upset. Aiden should have adult supervision literally at all times and shouldn't be allowed to have ideas.
Get to the point.
But we are a team. We said we were going to be one, and we're all just trying to figure out how to keep each other safe.
Yeah?
Yeah, Max. Come on.
If you're so worried about the team, why aren't either of you looking for Jen?
Because she has this nasty habit of being invisible.
For weeks?
I mean, sometimes it's...
It's never been more than a couple of days, and you know it. And even then, we can always hear her. Something's wrong, but you guys are too busy kissing your own asses to care about it.
That's not fair.
What's not fair is lecturing me about being on a team when you guys can't even remember who's on it as long as you're in charge.
Max.
Call me when you find Jen. Otherwise, leave me the fuck alone.
That went well.
Shouldn't you be able to tell where Jen is?
How?
Can't you see where everyone is?
Oh, see, I don't know if it works like that. Not when she's invisible.
But you could try.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Grab me a beer.
That is never not going to be appalling to watch.
You want to give me some tips on my drinking technique, or do you want me to find Jen?
I'm voting for the find Jen option.
God, I hate you.
Shut up and let me focus.
Come on. Come on. Come on, I'm right here.
Anything?
No, no, I don't feel her anywhere.
Great. I'm completely on my own.
Do you ever stop eating?
Sometimes.
Like, I feel like you should definitely be 3 times your size.
I have fast metabolism.
Of course you do.
And I work out.
We get it. Should I come over tonight? Do you know...
Shh!
What?
Someone's going to hear you.
And? Are you worried everyone's going to realize they can do whatever they want, even if Megan doesn't give them permission?
What is your problem with Megan?
She's creepy!
She's helping. When was the last time you had a panic attack since you got here?
Well...
Destroyed something?
I mean...
Being here is good for you, and you know it. It's good for me, too. And the other thing we're doing is good, too. Maybe. So let's just keep them separate, okay?
Aren't you even a little concerned about the fact that Megan wouldn't want us to be doing this? She basically told me to stay away from you, and it was more than a little threatening.
You were throwing up and about to pass out. She's trying to balance like 50 different powers in this place and keep everyone safe, all right?
Harvey...
I don't want to argue with you about this anymore, okay? Just, I'll see you tonight.
Where are you going?
To get more food.
Fine, but you should know I cooked the eggs today.
Really not in the mood for another round of questioning, Detective.
Not a detective. At least not last time I checked.
Cole?
Yeah, long time no see.
Are you serious?
Sorry, I wasn't sure what to say.
Hey, remember that time when I totally blew off your best friend after she opened up to me, sent her on a wild spiral, and you guys had to run for your lives? Man, that was fun.
That's not fair.
You want to talk about fair? Listen to me. And I'm probably never going to walk again, Cole.
Don't say that.
Why? Is that going to make it any less true?
Did Annika do this to you?
Excuse me?
Just... She showed me what she could do. And that was back then, and I've been watching the news...
Wait, did you really come here to ask me if Annika intentionally hurt me?
I didn't say anything about intention.
If anyone's responsible for what happened to me, it's you.
Excuse me?
Annika trusted you. After you just completely dumped her because of something she shared with you, she was completely out of control. I've been running around trying to keep her together.
Hey, no, that's not fair. I didn't tell you guys to leave.
What? We were just supposed to wait around for you? Wait for you to tell her parents or someone about what she could do and have her institutionalized?
You don't even know the whole story.
Annika told you about her powers. You told her that she was a freak, and you didn't want to see her anymore. Am I getting the broad strokes here?
I came looking for her. You're the one that took her out of the one stable place in her life, away from her family, away from me. To what? Become a fucking superhero with you?
Get out.
No, please, I want to know what your plan was.
I said...
Because Annika would have followed you anywhere, and you knew that. Did you ever even think about asking for help from someone else? Someone who maybe knew a little bit more about this kind of thing than you?
We were on our way to find someone who did.
Yeah? How'd that work out, Bailey?
Get out!
Is everything okay in here?
No.
I was just heading out. I'm glad you're alive, Bailey. I hope Annika is too.
Are you all right?
Do you care?
Sure. It's my job.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Nurse Stevens, could you... could you stay with me? I get if you have to go, you know, check on other patients, but...
Yeah, Bailey. Just for a minute.
Thanks.
It's all right. Let it out. What did Megan say? I feel the earth beneath me. It's taking me... God, that can't be what she said, can it?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to intrude.
It's fine.
Were you working on the meditation I taught you?
No, of course not.
May I sit with you?
Yeah, sure.
I know you think all of this is bullshit.
Coming in hot. Jeez.
Do you not?
No, I mean I do. I'm not one to commune with the earth and all of her gifts.
But you're out here? Trying it?
I was just kind of having a bad day, is all. I thought, well, it worked last time.
I won't tell anyone, Annika. You can maintain your skeptic reputation as long as you would like.
It doesn't bother you that I think all of this is bullshit?
Of course not. Most of it is. We practice over 30 different methods of therapeutic activities here, Annika. I got at least half of them off New Age websites that come up on Google searches.
Wait, you don't believe in any of this.
I didn't say that.
It sounds like you're saying you're knowingly duping these people into believing that they're doing something that's going to solve their problems.
You think I'm a scam artist?
I don't not think that.
You may have noticed, Annika, that it doesn't cost anything to be here.
Yeah, and why is that? I just can't seem to understand how this place works. We all just, what, work together and hope for the best?
It's sustainable. It builds a community.
Community, right.
You don't feel we have one?
I feel like you took a bunch of vulnerable misfits with nowhere to go and put them up in the woods and got them to do weird shit under the guise of it helping them, and I just can't figure out why.
Believing a method of healing is going to work is half the battle of it actually working.
I don't think that's very scientific.
Perhaps not, but...
I'm just saying, what do you really know about what you're doing here?
Nothing, Annika. And I've never claimed to know. I am simply doing what I can to make up for what I can't.
It's really hard to have a conversation with someone who only speaks in riddles.
Did you ever talk to anyone about what was going on with you before it started to get out of hand?
I talk to people.
Professional people?
You mean, did I go to a shrink?
From your tone, I'll take that as a no.
I wasn't going to pay some quack to tell me what I already knew.
When I was growing up, a lot of my friends had therapists.
Good for you.
I said, my friends had therapists, Annika. I told my mom I wanted to see a therapist myself once. Do you know what she said?
What?
That I was hanging out with too many white people.
Well, that sounds familiar.
I'm sure.
How'd you get past it?
I had this friend. She was young, popular, beautiful. Had everything going for her.
But
she also had powers. She didn't call them that, and this was before any of us knew that powers even existed. When we were 20, she found out that she could control the air around her.
She what?
It was really something, to say the least. She could make little wind tunnels, wrap it around you like a warm blanket. When it was raining, she could keep you dry.
Could she...
fly? A little. She only ever got to a small hover, a few inches off the ground.
Well, what happened to her?
She was an artist. And I think, maybe, that's why we didn't catch it before it was too late. Or maybe it was always going to be too late. I'm not sure. She used to say that using her powers was the only thing that made her feel alive, like her true self. She used to make me go on these long hiking trips with her, practicing what she called magic and what I called an anomaly. She was at the top of her game for days, making little tornadoes and keeping the ground beneath our sleeping bags warm.
That sounds like a really special kind of person.
She was. And her powers were really stunning. Pure, I think. But after she used them like that, she'd crash. For days, sometimes weeks. There was nothing any of us could do to get her back to level. But to her, she didn't want to live without her powers. It was as much a part of her as anything else. She wanted to learn to manage it on her own.
Yeah? What's wrong with solving it on your own?
Nothing. I guess. But it didn't work. Not for her.
I don't want to rely on someone every time this kind of thing happens.
Then don't. I built Camp Safe Haven to help people find what works for them. Let someone help you find what lets you be independent. For Harvey, it's boxing. For Janice, it's cooking. For some of our other campers, it's group sharing and community time. For you, it might be sitting in the woods and taking a deep breath, like it was for my friend. But you're not going to figure out what that is until you let yourself open up to finding something and forget what your parents or anyone else has told you about managing your own health.
I just don't want to hurt people anymore.
I think you've got a pretty good track record here so far. I'm going to continue on my hike, okay? But you let me know if you need anything else.
Miss Masters?
Yes?
Would you mind if I joined you?
Of course not, my dear.
Okay, I am going crazy, which explains the talking to myself bit. I'm an heiress with superpowers, and regular heiresses go crazy all the time, so this is fine. I'm going to figure this out. I am just going to sit down and figure this out. Ah! Oh my god, 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 oh my god. Oh, this is okay. This is fine. If I'm falling, there has to be a bottom to wherever I am, and then I'll hit it and I'll bounce back. Any minute now. Any minute now. Any minute now. Okay, ground. Ground is good. Ground that I am not passing through. Solid ground is great. Hello?
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 Is anyone there?
Is anyone
there? Is anyone there?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, no.
Is anyone there?
Aiden?
Aiden?
Max?
Aiden?
Justin?
Justin? Justin?
Justin?
Where am I?
Where am I?
Where am I?
Listen, Annika, if we're going to do this, there's something you should know. Oh, God, no. So dramatic. Okay. I think you should have all the facts before we jump into... Some really fucked up shit happened to me when I was young, but I can't remember any of it, and... Coming!
Sorry I'm late. Is someone else here?
No. What?
It's just, I thought I heard you talking to someone.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
I'm, like, positive I heard you.
Why were you late?
Oh, I was on a hike with Megan.
Really?
I mean, not intentionally, but I like being out there when I'm not feeling great, I guess, and she happened to be there, and... I don't know. It was nice. We had a nice conversation.
So you lay off her being crazy?
Oh, I still think she's crazy. I just think I get her a little more now, is all. You going to tell me whatever you were rehearsing to yourself in the mirror?
Okay, that's embarrassing.
You want me to wait for you to get some note cards or something?
Oh, jeez. Maybe you could just, like, sit down or something.
Okay. Lay it on me, drama queen.
Okay, I really appreciate you agreeing to help me, even after everything that happened last time.
Yeah, dude, are you going to make a big deal out of my self-sacrificing behavior every time we do something? Because that's going to take a while.
Are you always this aggressive?
Are you always this dramatic?
This is hard for me, okay? Could you just let me just get this out, okay?
Sorry. I'm done. Carry on.
Okay. I am really genuinely thankful that you're willing to help me, even knowing what's going to happen when you do. But I think you should know as much as I do before we jump in. Just in case things get worse. I want you to be prepared.
Okay.
Okay, so these memory lapses I have, they're mostly from before I was found. No one will tell me where they found me, but I know it was somewhere in Oregon. And Joyce kept the stuff they found me with.
Stuff?
Yeah, there was a key, which... I was really nervous about losing it when I was a kid, so Joyce put it on a chain and let me wear it around my neck.
What's it for?
No fucking clue, as per usual.
Okay, so you've got a key. You want me to, look out for what it might unlock when I go under?
Sure. This is... why I was practicing. I don't know how to... You might see something that's pretty... not good.
I thought you said you don't remember anything you see when this happens.
I don't. But there's some stuff that had to happen to me back then. Just, try not to freak out, okay?
Whoa, why are you taking your clothes off?
It's not for anything weird, I swear, it's just... Please don't say you're sorry. I really hate it when people say that.
I wasn't. Harvey, there are... How many scars are there?
I've tried to count a few times, but usually that makes me... You know, makes my powers act up, but I've gotten as high as 33 before I've blacked out.
These don't look like...
I don't think they were trying to kill me.
What were they doing?
I think they were looking for something.
This episode was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Mia Kadama as Annika, Julia Morizawa as Megan, Brigham Snow as Harvey, Jacqueline Emerson as Nurse Stevens, Alexandra Tandon as Max, Jordan Dumbruff as Cole, An Chu as Justin, Mia Drake as Bailey, and Tony Maddox as Clara. Original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez, and additional sound design assistance is provided by Lily Martinez. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at SuperOrdPod, and for bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes 2 days early, visit our website at superordinarypod.com. This episode was brought to you by All In My Head. To listen to their show, visit their website at allinmyheadpod.com. And now, please enjoy a sneak peek of their show.
So, Nova, what would you like to talk about today?
I just want to get some sleep, Dr. Andrews.
Quiet. Quiet.
So, sleeping. When we talked on the phone, you told me you suffer from sleep paralysis quite frequently.
You aren't real. You aren't real.
Keep quiet.
4 years. I have to say, that's unprecedented.
You don't exist. When I wake up, you'll be gone.
Quiet, little girl. Can't let you scream.
You are not real. You're just a bad dream.
Quiet!
Now, how are you going to fix me?
To keep up with our show, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at All In My Head Pod. For additional content, join us on our website at www.allinmyheadpod.com.